Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. In a few moments, it will be my distinct pleasure to introduce someone who is familiar to many of you and who probably needs no introduction. And we're speaking about Evangelist Benneman. For those who don't know Evangelist Benneman, she hails from Southampton, Long Island, and also hails from Dover, Delaware. Unlike many of us, she's fortunate enough to reside in two places. She has friends and family in many states, and that's where many of you, of course, are listening to her. And she has asked, however, that rather than beginning with a sermon, she's asked that we begin with one of her favorite songs, one by the now deceased Reverend James Moore. And the song is, and this is, I guess, her stance in terms of what she is doing, is called "I'll Be Praying for You."
Cannot see for the one that for you. It is so good to know that someone is praying for you. The songwriter said, somebody prayed for me. They for me. My mother prayed for me. The deacon prayed for me. The preacher prayed for me. Even Jesus prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Aren't you glad to know today that somebody somewhere is praying for you? Aren't you glad to know that you are not forgotten? Even though you can't see them, even though you can't hear them, but God hears what they say concerning you. If they just say, Lord, bless them. Lord, touch them. Lord, heal their body. God, make a way out of your way for them. They're struggling. Don't think they can make it. But God, you do this for them. My mother always said to me, you may be in California or you could be in Florida. You could be in the uttermost part. But prayer, there is no distance in prayer. Prayer reaches to the highest mountain. Prayer flows to the lowest valley. I'll be praying for you. Oh, bless his name. Let us clap our hand and tell God thank you on today. This is the day that God has made. And I don't care what your circumstance is. I don't care what it looks like. You should always give thanks unto the Lord, because my Bible declares that he is good and his mercy endureth forever. Come on now. Let's clap. Come on. Clap your hand. Clap your hand. Come on. You can do that. You can tell God thank you in a hand clap. The Bible says, clap your hands, all ye people. Oh, bless his name. We thank God. We thank God for Jesus. And then we thank Jesus for his blood, because it's his blood that he shed on Calvary's cross that we would have the right to be praying and asking for what we need, because he said if we would ask him. Oh, bless his name. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Come on, get your mindset. Come on, bring your mind up and start giving God thanks. Some of you just need to tell God thank you. The thing that I hear God say, the thing that you put before him and it doesn't seem like it has moved, then you've been waiting a long time, it's because you haven't said thank you. When somebody gives you something, you tell him thank you. If you believe that he heard you when you asked for it, start thanking him, and the more you thank him, the quicker the heavens will open up and give it to you, because the prayer was already prayed. It was already answered when you asked for it, but you haven't done anything to motivate it. You haven't caused it to move. If you plant a seed, you got to water it. So you water your seed by saying, thank you, God. Thank you. Come on. I see you. I'm looking at you in the spirit. And you're downtrodden and you're wondering why and how much longer, God, is this going to be? But just start telling the Lord thank you and see that he will move quickly for you. Now, God, we are going to even just go a little bit further than that. Lord, we just thank you that in the time of trouble, we can place our trust in you. You are our hiding place, our shelter, our secret place. Oh, God, this may not be the prayer that they're used to hearing, but you know what? God is an unusual job, and he uses ordinary people. So the way that I pray is the way that I'm led, because God knows what you need, and I am in the presence of the Lord. So my steps are ordered by the Lord. You might have want to heard the old-fashioned prayer and that, but you know what? I'll be praying for you. And it doesn't matter how the order of it is. What matters is that God accepts it. And when God accepts it, watch him move. Oh, bless his name. I feel good today. It's a good day. It's a nice, rainy day, but God made the rain, and we need the rain. I know we complain, oh, raining again. Yes, raining again, because there's going to be a time that you wish it was raining, and there won't be any rain. Let's go to our Bibles. I'd like to say hello to everyone who's listening, my Southampton crew. And we just thank you, oh God, for everything, and for those that's listening all around the world. A shout out to my friends over in the Bahamas. Let's go to our Bibles in Psalms. Psalms 91. And I always like to give you all time to find the scripture and write it down, because you may not be able to keep up with me, because that's how the Holy Spirit works. I might start here and end up somewhere else, and you can't keep up because this is not programmed. And let's go to 2 Corinthians, write that down, the 4th chapter, and the 8th and the 9th verse. Psalms we plan to do, verses 1 and 2 in the beginning, and then we'll see how God works it. Are we ready now? Okay. Remember, we're on every fourth Sunday of the month and every fourth Wednesday. Write it down. Put it on your calendar. And it reads, the first verse of Psalm says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust." Verse 3 says, "Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." Let's just stop right there. He who dwelleth in the secret place. It says he who dwelleth. And not only is it talking about he, but it's talking about humans overall. She is also included there. Because we are all sons and daughters of God. He, meaning me and you, or you and I, or us and them, however way you want to break it down. But the scripture says, he who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Well, who is the Most High? The Most High is God. That is a word they used back in the Old Testament to identify who they were talking about at the Most High. None is higher than God. So they're saying he who participates, who finds this place, it's called a secret place because only you can enter into that secret place. Although it may be several people entering, but only you can enter in with God in your secret place. I don't care how many other people may have gone in, but yours is personal. It's just you and God. So it's saying to us, he who dwells, and we'll break it down into our terms today, the young people would say, he who hang out in the secret place is abiding. You're hanging out there under the shadow of the Almighty. You've got his shadow covering you. I remember when we were children and at night we would be out, and before it got dark, you would see your shadow. We used to have fun trying to step on our shadow and try to run from our shadow. And everywhere we went, our shadow was right there with us. So it is good to know that in your secret place, while you're dwelling there, while you're abiding in the secret place of the Most High, his shadow is with you. Everywhere you go, the shadow of God is covering you. Why? Because you have entered into that secret place. You understand that? He, she, someone who dwells in the secret place of the Almighty, meaning the all-powerful God. The psalmist is letting you know that those who hang out in the safe place secret place, safe place. The secret place, the unconquerable place, you cannot conquer God. So you're in a safe place while you're dwelling there, while his shadow is covering you. You're in a safe place. Stay in that place. This is indicating how great and God's greatness is, his strength. God is an all-sufficient God. God is capable of being all that we need him to be. What a place to be, abiding in, under the shadow of the Almighty. Look at your neighbor, and your neighbor could be you. Better yet, look at yourself and said, I'm abiding under the shadow. I'm going to stay in the safety zone. I will not come out from under the wings of God. It is so good to be in the presence of God. There is safety when you're abiding in the presence of God. Dwelling in the secret place. Identifying, being where God is. A secret place is a blessed place to be found in. Who or what child doesn't want to be in the presence of his or her parent? God is our Father. For the Bible declares, our Father, which art in heaven. You know the rest of the story. God is not only just in heaven, but he's in the earth. Our Father. Isn't it good to be in the presence of God? What child doesn't want the protection of their father? In some cases, their mother. But however, the protection is what I'm trying to get you to see. I'm trying to get you to see the rewards of dwelling in the secret place with God. There is a place that I can talk to the Lord. There is a place that I can go in God and not be interrupted. There is a place that I can go that the enemy cannot disturb me. But I've got to get to that place of the Most High God where he will cover me with a shadow. He'll cover me with the feathers from his wings. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want to get too excited. I want to explain this before I get out there too far, because I want you to understand how important it is that you learn how to dwell in the secret place. When you learn how to dwell in the secret place, you'll have less problems. Why? Because there's safety in the secret place. Everything you need is in the secret place. But our problem is we don't want to stay in the secret place. We only want to find the secret place when there is a problem. But we have to learn how to enter into God's presence with thanksgiving when there is no problem. We have to learn how to bless God at all times when there isn't a crisis. We have to know that God is the same today, yesterday, and before, and ever before. But we only want to run to the shelter of God when we got our backs up against the wall. You're not being fair to God, nor to yourself. Because a lot of times, things you wouldn't have to deal with if you would learn how to dwell in the secret place. But we want to go there and get what we need right then and then leave. And say, I got enough for now. Then you find out that the enemy is back on your track again. Now you want to run back into the secret place. But why can't you just stay in the secret place? Why don't you have that communication with God on a daily basis? Why don't you talk to the Lord every day? Why is it that we can't stay in his presence? The song said, in his presence, there's fullness of joy. You just got finished listening to Darryl Coley. In his presence. But we don't seem to want to abide in his presence. Then somebody wrote a little something, and I'm looking at it, and it's on the refrigerator, and it says, good morning. This is God. I'll be handling all your problems today and will not need your help. So have a blessed day. You can get that peace of mind knowing that God is in control of whatever's about to take place in this day, today, while you're dwelling in the secret place. While you're in your secret place, you know that God has everything under control. And all you have to do is find the way and walk therein. God is in control. But we have to let him be in control. Yes, you have a right to make your coffee. You have a right to fix your food. But there are some things that we cannot do. And we need to reverence God. We need to let God know that I am just the clay. You are the potter. Mold me. Make me after your will. Not my will, but your will. But we want to leave the safety zone. We want to leave from under the presence of God. We don't want to dwell there. We want to stop by, but we don't want to stay in that place with God. We don't want to do it because our flesh is always at war with the things of God. The enemy wants to destroy us. So therefore, we feel like I can leave from under the presence of God. I can go out of the safety zone. I'm an adult. I'm grown. I can do what I want to do. But when you get out there and the enemy is tearing you apart, then you want to run back to the secret place. And you know, God is such a good father. When he sees you coming, he said, come on. Come on. I know you couldn't do it. I know you needed me. But I let you go and find out for yourself. That without me, you're nothing. Without me, you fail. In me, you live, you move, you have your being. I am God. I give you the air to breathe. I put breath in your life. I determine the number, not you. Oh, bless his name. I know some of you may not be happy with this, but it's the word of God. We have to learn how to eat the whole loaf. Yes, I can be screaming and hollering and all of that, but I've got to get some word in you so that you'll have a foundation. We've got to learn how to get to God and stay there. The psalm we used to sing when we were children in my church would say, get in the word and stay there and stay till Jesus comes. The safest place in the whole world is in the word and in the will of God. We've got to stay under the shadow of the Almighty. Is that all right? Oh, bless his name. Let's look here what he says in his word. For he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. What a God like this, that he would command the angels to watch over you. He will tell the angels to take care of them. Why? Because you're abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. You're praying, you're fasting, you're trusting, you're blessing God. You're doing what is right to do. So therefore, you open up the heavens. You open up God's heart even more and say, I command the angels to keep trouble from them. I command the angels to watch over them as they sleep. I command the angel to even make that promotion possible on the job that you deserve, but you can't get it. But when I command it, it'll happen And they won't wonder. They'll wonder, how did it happen? How did she get that position? How did he get that job? They're not even hiring it, and he got a job? Because God had commanded, because you were dwelling in the secret place. You were abiding on the shadow of the Almighty, the all-powerful, the awesome God, the most severant God. Ah, look at him. Your Father, who is looking out for you, because you're coming unto him. See, if you've got to be doing something. Yes, he promised to supply your needs. He promised to do everything. But you just can't stand there and think, well, okay, I'll just stand here. No, that's not going to work. You have to do something. The Bible said faith without works. Well, I got faith in God. Yeah, but you've got to be doing something to motivate, to activate your faith in God. All right? He will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Let's go to verse 15 and 16 of Psalms 91. And it reads, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Underline that word, trouble. Matter of fact, highlight this 15th verse here. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. You see the reward that you're going to receive because you've been abiding, you've been dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. And now when your troubles and calamities come, you can call upon him. God is saying, now that you've been dwelling with me, now that you've been in my presence, now that you spent some time with me, now when your troubles come, now when the storm rides, now when the winds begin to blow, now you can call on me and I will answer you. I will deliver you out of your troubles. I will deliver you out of your problems. I'll deliver you out of your mess. You've been spending time with me. I've been spending time with you. Now I'm going to move. When you call on me, I'll answer you. Well, I told you that in the beginning. You haven't been doing anything. You called on it, but you haven't been doing anything. You walked away. Stay there until you get God's attention. Don't leave him. Jacob wrestled with the angel and said, I'm not going to turn you loose. He stayed there until he got what he needed. My grandmama used to say, I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Stay there until you get endued. Stay there under his wings. Stay in the shadow of the Almighty. Don't walk out until you got what you went for. Stay in the presence of God, and God will stay in the presence of you. Oh, hallelujah. I said I didn't want to get excited, but when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God that you've been with me. I thank God when I was in the flood, you brought me out. I thank God when I couldn't see my way, you were there making a way for me. I thank God for all that you've done for me. Oh, bless the Lord at all times. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus, for being there for me. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to come to you and dwell in a secret place. Thank you for covering me with the shadow of your mightiness. Thank you, God, for being God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hey, somebody clap your hand and tell God thank you. Come on, come on, come on. Clap your hand because it's a good God. Let's read the word. Thank you, Jesus. Let me go back to that. He shall call upon me. She shall call upon me. They shall call upon me. I will answer him, the Bible says. I will answer her. I will answer them. This is that 15th verse. God is doing the talking. Now that you took time out to respect me, now that you took time out to admit, God, I can't do it without your help, now that you're taking the time out and say, I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour, I need thee, bless me. Now, God said, now you call on me. Call me, child. Call me, child. Your father's going to answer you. Call me, God. I'll come to your rescue. I'm already on the way. Oh, bless the Lord. Let's read verse 16. With long life will I satisfy you. I'm going to use the word you and show you my salvation. That's what God is doing for you. Oh, bless his name. Why? Because you abide in the shadow of the Almighty. The psalmist said, he who dwelleth, she who dwelleth in the secret place, in the secret place, get in your secret place and get your miracle. Get in your secret place and get your deliverance. Get in your secret place and have the little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He'll hear your cry. Get in your secret place. Don't go away from the secret place. Dwell there, abide there for just a little while until God says yes. Stay in the presence of the Lord. Stay in Christ. Don't let no man pluck you out of his hand. Stay with the Lord no matter what it looks like. Stay with God. Get in the secret place. Dwell there and watch God. When you call him, he'll answer you. That's what he said in his word. All I got is God's word. All I got is his promise. His word is true. His word is true. Don't think it's not, because it is. Let's go to Corinthians. I need to talk to you just a little bit longer. In the book of Corinthians, Corinthians 2, verse 8, the chapter 4. Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. I feel Jesus in my soul. Yeah, I feel God. I feel him. I'm in the secret place. I feel the shadow of God. I'm abiding right now. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, when you start abiding and you get that connection, oh, it begins to flow. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. I hear you. I hear you, God. I hear you, God. I hear you. I hear you saying, you left me before I could bless you. You got tired and you let the enemy talk you out of your blessing. But come back. The last message God preached, he was telling you to come back to him. Whoever this is that has left God, you've left out of the safety zone. You stop dwelling in the secret place. You stop abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. But God said, come back. I want to do it for you. I'm going to bless you. Come back. Get back in my presence. Get back in my will. Get back in. Come now while I'm calling you. I'm calling you to a higher height in me. Come back. Come back, my child. Come back. I want to bless you. Oh, don't let the enemy rob you of your blessing. Don't let the enemy steal your joy. He wants to kill you, but I won't let him. He wants to kill you because my word will not return unto me void. I said you'll be mine in that day when I make up my jewel, that you will be mine. And I got my angels watching over you. I gave them charge. Even though you left me, my word was out there. I told the angels to go with you, protect you. When they want to kill you, I have the angel to stop the gun. I have the angel to stop the accident. I have the angel to stop the knife. I have the angel to stop the stroke. under the shadow of the Almighty. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. None else can heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No night. Listen to me. No night is so dark that he cannot hear you. No night you're laying there in the midnight hour with tears rolling down and you're wondering, did he hear me? You're wondering, can God hear me? But no night is so dark that he does not hear us. Weeping endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. If you're dwelling in the secret place, your weeping may endure, but for a night. Now, I don't know how long night is with God, but however, your weeping will be over in the morning. I don't know when God's going to give you your morning, but just know this, that God don't lie. He said it'll be over in the morning. Your weeping at night is going to be coming to a close in the morning. The writer said it'll be over in the morning. Hold on to the morning. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't give up. Don't give up on God. He's not giving up on you. Let's go to Corinthians. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus in this place. Woo, my God. My mom used to say, then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee. How great thou art. Yes, yes, yes. How great thou art. You need to know that. That God is great. Some of you all grab the little saying, God is good, and all the time, God is good. That's just how you say it. It has no life in it. God is great. God is good. All the time, God is good. But you really don't understand how great God is. Anytime he can take care of you. Oh, my God. Just with his shadow. Oh, Jesus. I like this. He can take care of you, mother, just with his shadow. My mom is sitting here. She's patiently listening. She's sitting here and she's waving her hand. Oh, bless his name. But just the shadow of God, that's how powerful the God is that we're trusting. That's how powerful the God is that we're dwelling in with the secret place. Just the shadow of God is enough to take care of you. Be not dismayed. Whatever be tied, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings, his love abide. God will take care of you. Shadows, oh God, I should title this, the shadow of God is taking care of me. Oh my God, y'all read this for yourself. Psalm 91, read it in its entirety. You'll find out that he'll cover you with his feathers, his wings. Oh, bless his name. Woo! My. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, the shadows of God will give you the overflow. The shadows of God is blessing me. Right now, I can get in the shadows of God, and I got my protection. I got what I need because I'm abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm in the presence of God. But if I could just touch the garment that he's wearing, that's good enough for me. She touched the shadow of Jesus by touching his garment, because Jesus said, who touched me? Oh, my God. And the silly disciples, and that's what some of us are. We've been in the church so long. When people start touching God and getting what they need from God, we sit there and say, what's wrong with you? Ain't nobody touched you. All these people out here, and you say, who touched me? Jesus said, she touched me. Because the virtue that's in me went out, and the woman in me whole. You got to learn how to touch him today to get what you need. Stay under the shadow and get what you need. Oh, let's get into Corinthians. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. 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 Are we there yet? Let's go to Corinthians. Mm-hmm. For my Bible says, I read from the King James. I have several Bibles, but I'm old-fashioned. I like the words of King James, and I run a reference with the other ones as well. The fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians. Now, I know to you theologians, you might say, well, how is that tying in with that? But just shut your mouth. God's doing this. God is working this one, not you. Oh, bless the Lord. Let's go to Corinthians. I have to calm down a minute so that I can read. Therefore, it reads, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. It's a ministry serving God. No, you're not in the pulpit. You don't have to be in the pulpit to be a minister. You are a witness for the Lord. Once you accept Christ in your life, you can tell others that Jesus saved. You can tell others of his benefit. The Bible says, go and make known his deeds among the people. You've got to make your ministry work. You can work this ministry. Therefore, seeing that we have this ministry, your ministry is to tell somebody that God can. Your ministry is to tell somebody that Jesus did it. Your ministry is, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Your ministry is telling somebody that Jesus is the best thing that could ever happen to you. Your ministry is telling somebody that you are not the tail. The Bible declares that you are the head, and you keep going backwards because you're following your tail and ahead of your life. Jesus is the head of your life. Stop going backwards. Stop following your tail and start following your head. Jesus is the head, the greatest head in the world to follow. Your ministry is to tell somebody you can make it. Trials come, but you can make it. Long as I got King Jesus, long as I got King Jesus, long as you got King Jesus, you can make it. You can make it. Oh, bless his name, Jehovah. Let me tell you what it said. I'm not fooling with him today, but let me just tell you the rest of this. The eighth verse says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Look out. Why? Because the word declares, seeing that we have this ministry, we have received mercy. Things come in our lives, and somebody, how's she going to get through this? How come she didn't lose her mind? That should have taken her out of here. But because she had that ministry, that mercy from God, she fainted not. She stand tall in what God had promised her. I've got a little trouble, but I'm not in distress. We are perplexed, but not in despair. I might have went down, but I came back up in Jesus' name. I came back up because the ministry of God said his mercy will keep me from fainting. Oh, bless his name. Let's go to verse 9. And it says here, persecuted. Y'all church folk understand that one. Mm-hmm. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Did you hear what the word of God just said to you? You wonder how you made it. Somebody said, my soul looks back and wonder how I got over. Well, I just told you how you got over, because the word of God said, you fainted not because of my mercy. That's how you made it through. Now, if you're wondering how you got there, I don't think you've arrived, because you should know that without God, you couldn't get there. Well, the scripture just told you, because you have received mercy, you fainted not, when you should have been wiped out completely. They should have took your house, been in foreclosure for 3 years, and they can't touch it, or bless his name. Why? Because God gave you his mercy to stand. That's why you haven't fainted. That's why you haven't ran. That's why you're not afraid. Let's go get Job. Job said, I got a ministry. I got a ministry. And I can't cuss God and die. Well, are you crazy? I'm not going to cuss God and die. This is my ministry, to stand the wiles of the devil. This is my ministry, to don't fail God. This is my ministry, not to let God down, because God is bragging on me. Some of you all, God is bragging on you. Don't faint. He's bragging on you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, this is our ministry, and we're not going to worry about it. Throw us in the fiery furnace. We won't faint, because God has given us mercy even while we're in the fire. He's going to take care of us. God wrote the first song. MC Hammer didn't write that song. God wrote that song. The song is, can't touch this. When it threw the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, God wrote the song that day. Can't touch this. You can't touch them. The fire won't consume them. It won't even burn the hair on the head. Thank you, MC Hammer, for letting the world know you can't touch this. But God said it back before your time, when you're my children, when you're binding under their shadow, you can't touch this. I don't care what you try to do. You can't touch this. Oh, bless the Lord. And Daniel, oh, my God, y'all like him. Daniel was not afraid, because when the lion, with his hungry self, he was excited over his meal. But when the lion saw Daniel, I believe he got saved. The lion, not Daniel. Because Daniel trusted God. Daniel went and said, can't touch me. Daniel went in and said, I got the shadow of God covering me. Can't touch me. Can't touch this. Oh, no, you can't touch this. Because God got me covered. And when the lion looked and said, Daniel, is that you? You done stole my meal again. I can't touch you, because I see God all around you. I see God on the inside of you. The lion said, Daniel, let me comfort you with these words. Your God is going to take care of you while you're in here with me, because he has instructed me to be your friend. And when you leave out of here, Daniel, I'm excited. That I hear the lion talking to Daniel. And the lion said, because I'm going to have a meal that's fit for a king. And the Bible declared that all of them that went against Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. And the lion had a feast, you hear me? Not only that, the wife and the children got thrown in there with him. Ooh, oh, bless his name. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. When you're abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, can't touch this. You can tell the enemy, but now you got to know that you're abiding. You can tell the devil. He has given his angels. He charge over me. I got that up, old chicken. To take care of me. Ella Trent said he was on the plane and the engine shut down. And Trent said he looked at the folk on the plane. He said, God is with me. And the plane began to go back up, and he made it back safely on Long Island because God gave the angels charge over him. And because he was on that plane, the rest of them were spared. Is God going to use your life that way? Is it because you're living right? Is it because you're walking upright? Somebody else's life's going to be spared. This is seriousness here. Ah, and the plane landed. And I met him in church, safe. He was safe in the safety zone while flying on the airline. In the church where I come from, grand old church of God in Christ. I'm still in the church of God in Christ. All churches is the church of God in Christ because you can't have one without the other. The name may not be on your building, but all churches is God in Christ and Christ in God. But we used to sing a song. Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go because you're going to need him. Take him with you. In the name of the Father. And of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God, we ask that this word did not go out on deaf ears, but that it would accomplish what you intended for it to accomplish. In the name of Jesus, I come to a close. But stay in the secret place. Dwell with God. For when they come up against you, David said, when my enemies and my foes came up against me, they stumbled. They fell. I heard God say to me this morning, 4 o'clock this morning, God woke me up and he said, tell the people, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Well, if you got God in you and you're in him, the enemies of God is your enemies. But if the enemies is going to be scattered when God arises, raise God up in your standing. Raise God up in your life. Raise God up in your heart. Then the enemy that's coming up against you will be scattered. That's why they sing it in song, let God arise and let his enemies. But the scripture says, let God arise and let the enemies, and they say, let my enemies be scattered. Well, they're not saying it wrong. Because as long as God is bubbling up on the inside of them, the enemy that's against God is against you, and he's got to scatter. I hope I just fixed that song for some of you all that wanted to tear it down. Let God arise. Let my enemies be scattered. The more I bless God, the more I praise God, the more I say Jesus, my enemy got to flee from me. That's Bible. That's the word of God. The more you bless God, the more the enemy flees. The more you resist God, the enemy, he got to flee. So let God in you arise in you. And when the enemy be scattered from God, he won't be scattered from you. Oh, bless his name. Ooh, I got to stop because they told me in Bible school that if you preach longer than 45 minutes, you have overdone it. But I don't see where I preached longer than 45 minutes because I didn't get on here till after 9 because the music played. So I think I still got 2 more minutes that I want to give God. I want to praise my God. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Because I'm abiding, I'm an heir of salvation. Why? I've been purchased by God. Why? I'm born of the Spirit. Why? Because I'm washed in his blood. This is my story, and this is my song. I'm going to praise my Savior. I'm going to dwell in the secret place. I'm going to stay under the shadow of the Almighty. My protection is there. James Cleveland Morris, oh God, is our protection. God is. God is. God is. God is my all in all. God is everything to me. God is my hope in trouble. God is everything, everything, everything. I feel Jesus in this place. Clap your hand, woman. Move your foot. I know your hip hurt. I know your knee bothering you. But just begin to move in your secret place. Just begin to get up out your chair and move around in the shadow of God. He's all in your house. He's all over you. He's all in your car. I see him in your bedroom, man. Begin to clap your hand and tell God thank you. I know you feel like not going on, but just tell God thank you. I feel good. I feel good. I feel good. I feel good. God says, get a white cup. Get a white cup. God said, get a white cup. If you don't have one, buy one. And take and make you a cup of tea. I don't drink tea. I drink coffee. God said, drink tea. Obey God when he tell you to do something. He said, get you a white cup. And get you a cup. And make you a cup of tea. And drop 3 drops of olive oil, blessed oil, in that tea. And drink it and watch God perform a miracle in your body. If you don't have any blessed oil, get a bottle of water and have someone, if you can't get to the church, call someone to bless it over the phone. And put 3 drops of water in your mouth. Not in the tea, but in your mouth. Put the oil in the tea, but put the 3 drops, not sips, 3 drops of water in your mouth. And if you obey God, God's going to turn it around. He's going to work it out for your good. Because you will be representing that you are dwelling in the secret place. And the shadow of the Almighty is protecting you, taking care of you. He's bringing you out. He's bringing you out. Woman, man, boy, girl, go and spend time with God. Shut the TV off. Shut the radio off. Just go sit in the chair. And if you don't know how to pray, just say, God, thank you. God, I need you. God, help me. And then say, in Jesus' name. And watch God begin to work. Oh, Jesus, for you. Let Jesus fix it. For you, for he knows just what to do. Mama, I want you to help me sing this. Whenever you pray, let him have his way. This is my mama. Let Jesus fix it for you. Let Jesus fix it for you. Oh, let Jesus just what to do. Whenever you pray, let him have his way. Oh, let Jesus fix it for you. Let Jesus fix it for you. For you. Let you just what to do. Do, do, do. Whenever you pray, let him have his way. Let Jesus fix it for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Mama.
Fix it, fix it.
Thank you. Let him fix it. Hallelujah.
He done fixed it already.
All right.
It's already done. That's the voice of my mother, Mother Naomi Benjamin. She said he's already fixed it. It's already done. Oh, God, I thank you. Bless his name. To God be the glory. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Dr. Scott, I am done. Yes. Thank you.
I've had some good days, then I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and lonely nights, but when I look around and when I think things over, my good days, they outweigh my bad days, so I won't complain. Sometimes my clouds hang low, I can hardly see the road, I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He although my weary eyes can't see, so I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain.
He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been